This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, what do we have here? Another opportunity for us to discuss the trending topics, if you will, the stories, the important news talk conversations of this past week. It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to get to the nuance of what's number one. The real nuance here is Michael Harrison's work with his crew at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. The other things that are a part of the list, the stories, the people. So I'll have Michael go through them as we usually do. And we'll have our anecdotal discussion about Michael's observations regarding some, if not all, of these items and maybe a few others as well. Yeah. So, Michael, the stage, the floor, the hour is yours.
As well as my observations of your observations, which is kind of an interesting feedback loop. Here we go. This was a boring week. There wasn't much happening.
Not much happening.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Hinckley to be released. At number 8, the Olympic problems facing Rio de Janeiro and the Russian doping scandal. We have at number 7, the Verizon-Yahoo deal. At number 6, the Freddie Gray case. At number 5, the South China Sea dispute. At number 4, ISIS terror threats and the France church attack. At number 3, the Black Lives Matter movement. At number 2, the DNC server hack issue. And number 1, the one that is obvious, the presidential race, the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. And the people that we've been talking about, at number 10, John Hinckley, Marilyn Mosby at 9, Debbie Wasserman Schultz at 8, number 7, Vladimir Putin, number 6, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence tied together, number 5, Michelle Obama, number 4, Bill Clinton, number 3, Barack Obama, number 2, Hillary Clinton, and number 1, Donald Trump. Even the week of the Democratic Convention, Trump is the one that's most talked about.
Trump's the rest,
yes.
As it were.
As you know, love trumps hate.
Yes, it does. And there are other things that trumps. The moment that I remember when we were talking about the passing of, I've just said Bill Maher because I don't know why Bill Maher came into my mind, the Baltimore host.
You're thinking of Tom Maher.
Tom Maher, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Now we have the sad lot to explain and explore the passing of Jerry Doyle, who is much younger than Tom and a very interesting character in and of his own right. I can't tell you how many times I've spent yakking with him at Talkers conventions. He was at most of them. An interesting character. The fact that he died at the age of 60. I think he lived a pretty hard life. I don't mean difficult. I mean
he was a hard liver, huh?
Yeah. He had a hard liver probably when it was all said and done. But the passing at 60.
It was a shocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something about him. He had a robust nature, although I have heard over the years that he has fought various illnesses.
Yeah.
Some perhaps are the result of his hard living. Some might just be, you know, problems he had.
Yeah.
I knew him well, but I didn't know him intimately. We were not personal friends. We were acquaintances who chatted a lot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For those who don't know who Jerry Doyle is, you may remember him as one of the lead figures in the short-lived but highly regarded sci-fi series Babylon 5. And he played Garibaldi, one of the main characters. I never watched that show much, so I don't know the culture of it.
I know that there are Halloween costumes made of his likeness.
Yeah, so. That show has a cult following, and that's really, if you read the clippings and the news about him, it's mostly, you know, Babylon 5 actor Jerry Doyle passes at 60.
Yeah, not talk show host, right.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting character, and he loved living in Las Vegas. I asked him, why do you live there? He says, that's where all the action is, man.
I know.
That was it for him. But he had a color. He actually, I'd forgot about a couple of these things. He was a Wall Street stockbroker for a while. He'd worked in the space industry, I think. For I mean, he just
he was really, a pilot.
Yeah, he was a pilot. He got around.
Yeah, he a colorful guy, kind of guy that you can make a movie about.
Yes, right. Yeah, that'd be a good movie. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, can we make a movie about the presidential race? Can we make a movie about the life and times of Hillary Clinton? Are you convinced that she's going to be the next president and she ought to be?
I'm not convinced of anything. I think she will be. I think the odds are she will win, but there's still, you know, what, 4 months of who knows what.
Yes.
And the way things are in this world, whatever happened in the last day could be the thing that determines who wins the presidency. So now I'm not making predictions, but I do find that it's interesting. And whether you like Hillary or not, history will look back on her as a major figure without question.
Oh,
major.
Of course. And with reason, with good reason.
Yeah, and when she came out, when she came out on the stage, and I'm sorry to jump in, but when she came out on the stage to be introduced by her daughter, she had the aura of big time all around her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a new Hillary that I'd never seen before.
Really?
It was transitional. It was sort of like when Darth Vader became Darth Vader, or I don't mean that negatively. When the Four Seasons sang Sherry for the first time in Jersey Boys.
Right.
In other words, if she's going to be president, and if she's going to go down in history as a major woman of history,
already does, I think.
Okay, but if it goes to that next level,
That
was the moment when Hillary Clinton, the president, emerged.
Mm-hmm. President Clinton.
Right, the suit, the white suit.
Yeah.
And the completely poised.
Yeah.
It was a moment to behold.
Yeah. And her daughter, I think there's something, there's an indication if Hillary becomes president, her daughter's going to be involved. Bill looks very frail to me.
Yes, he does.
Although he looked better last night, but I thought he looked very frail. Mm-hmm. And for a guy who's
he's almost as old as we are.
Yeah, exactly. He is, and that sort of shakes you to the roots of reality. But it's all how you live, and he's lived. He slept very little while he was president for any number of reasons. But
well, that's a very loaded line.
He said, yeah, I know it is. He didn't sleep more than 3 or 4 hours a night, any night that he was president. And however you take that, whatever it does to you, will Barack Obama look like that when he's 70? Probably not. George Bush is exactly the same age as Clinton. He's 70. Man, he looks like the picture of health, except he looks silly because he's colored his hair. But other than that, he looks like the picture of health. And so but George Bush, although I think it rocked him to his roots, what happened on September 11th, he sort of then, it was almost like he wasn't taking it seriously, whether he did or he didn't. But Bill Clinton always seemed like he was taking it seriously. I think say what you will about Barack Obama, he seemed to be taking it seriously. And I think if Hillary Clinton is president, she's very serious about everything that she does.
Yep.
So at this age, the question will be at the age that she is, she'll be 70 in November, how does that work?
I think that the older she gets, the more serious people take her. I said to you years ago, Hillary has to get over her young womanhood.
Hillary has to get over
she has Hillary. To become older for people to take her for what lies inside her in terms, whether you like her politics or not, or you think she's a demon or a crook and all that crap we hear about everybody.
Yeah, right.
She has to become an older woman to get over that horrible gender bias.
Yeah, and that's an interesting. That is, we do have a gender bias, no question about that. We'll talk more about it as we continue on this week's overview. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 9:15.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, happily ever after, Michael Harrison and I will be on the air 30 years from now doing the same thing. I wonder who will be president in 30 years.
Chelsea.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. You know, that's very interesting. Yeah, what? Stranger things have happened. Well, one of the Trump kids, could be one of the Trump kids running against Chelsea for the presidency.
The really outstanding, the outstanding people in this election are the children.
And the kids, right. That's very true. I like, although I'm not a fan of the Trump kids going out and on those safaris and bringing back big game. I don't like that. But I think that they all obviously, this is what's so hard to understand. They're very well educated, very well spoken. I've interviewed the two sons and liked them both. The vibe they gave off was good, positive. And yet their father is kind of a crackpot. And what they all seem unified, they all seem really behind, and they're working hard to get him to be president. So I wonder what there is about the relationship. Somebody's got to know that he sounds like a buffoon sometimes and tell him to stop. Or maybe he's just got bipolar issues and they know that and they can't, you know, really control him. Whatever it is.
Complicated stuff you bring up. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors? You know, TV is very, very distortionary. You don't know what it means. Just because somebody gives a good speech or somebody looks pretty or somebody looks good doesn't mean that they're together.
Really? So you suggested Donald Trump has said, look, kids, you get out on the road, make it look good, or you're cut off?
I don't know if it comes down to that, but I just don't necessarily believe the images I see on TV. Mm-hmm. Because I've been involved in TV for so long, and radio and media, I know that it's just a very, very limited snapshot perspective on something that's far more complicated.
Yeah. And we use the 30-second sound bites. We use the quick clips in and out, and the dull, less creative of us work at CNN and play the same audio and the same video over and over and over again. Well, you see that all those cable news networks are all run the same way. And so, you know, under the circumstances, it is for the slow-minded, perhaps. Does that really sound bad?
Fortunately, a break is coming up.
Yes, it is. I've stuck my foot in my mouth. Let me see if I can get it out. 21 after the hour on the countdown with Michael and Doug.
Worried? worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the top 10 items, the stories from this past week that are significant, sometimes a little countdown, extra information, the Hinckley release from the Funny Farm. That may sound disrespectful. Most people are asking why, including Michael was adopted, Patty and Ron are products of that marriage, Ron and Nancy. So Patty Davis said doesn't represent justice. What it does is represent his being able to wait out the system and wear it down. She's not for having Hinckley out. I don't understand.
What
does he need to be released for? I mean, so he's been there for all this time. His mother is getting old, and she wants him to come home. So what? Go buy a house next to where the hospital is and go see him every day over there.
See, I'm not sure about what his real mental state is, and that's why it's hard for me to comment. I mean, if the guy is harmless at this point, then maybe he has to be protected from the public. But I don't know. I have no way to know.
Do you remember the Jodie Foster connection to that?
Yeah, now that you bring it up.
Yeah. I'd be thinking if I were her, I wouldn't want him out. The guy's a whack job.
Hmm.
And what it speaks to, the bigger picture of what sort of unhealthy atmosphere we live in this country, how so many people are deranged, mentally unstable, for whatever the reason, whether it's the food, the water, the drugs. What is it that makes...
Do you believe that we are particularly deranged? Do you think that we're more deranged today than, say, 10, 20, 30, 100 years ago? That's an interesting thing you just brought up. Are we as a society suffering from emotional disorders on a level that is profound?
You know what? There are a lot of ideas that go on that are continued, the belief, the promotion of things like we're more violent than ever, poverty is a growing problem, my neighbors are bad people who come from Mexico are dangerous, people who come from the Middle East are dangerous. I think those things are all very difficult to prove, frankly, these days. We can say it, you can hear it, but is it true that we live in a more violent world? My God, you go back on the history of the planet, and even if there weren't the kind of formal weaponry, you know, everybody killed or was killed. It was kill or be killed.
World War II was far more violent than anything that's come since.
If you look at some of the movies like Saving Private Ryan, that supposedly, and I remember my father-in-law said that was the only movie he ever saw that really portrayed it like he saw it, like it was.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy, there's a bombardier, had 37 missions over Germany, and the last two or three came back. He was lucky to be alive. One plane got shot up so badly, everybody on the plane was dead but him, and he had to fly it over the channel, and it crashed. I mean, but he never, ever talked about his experiences in World War II until he saw that movie. After he saw the movie, he was like 78 or 79, he opened up to his experiences and told more of them to my son, his grandson, than anything else. But the horrors that were... We think that that was a Hollywood overview, but it wasn't. That was the way it was.
Well, war is a very bad thing. I mean, what has happened is the age that you and I grew up in, Hollywood glorified it.
Yeah.
People would get shot in Hollywood movies, which our generation basically took as a depiction of reality.
Mm-hmm.
People would get shot, whether it's a criminal, you know, shooting on a street, and there'd be no blood, there'd be no gurgling, there'd be nothing disgusting.
Yeah. Just gone. Right.
Yeah,
but if you look at some of those things that happen, Black Hawk Down was another one of those more reality-based horrors of war stuff that you just nobody wants to talk about because they are so horrific. But that's the real story. 28.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talk radio, talk media, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. The man behind that miracle is Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, some 25 years plus.
27 now.
27.
Yeah.
You got me. Oh, the Good Day program's been on for 28 years. You've been at it for 27. We're the moldy, oldy, goody goldies from our own rusty rack of wrinkled records.
28 years you're doing the Good Day program.
Good Day program is in its 28th year, the incarnation.
And they, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And they said it wouldn't last more than 25 years.
I know. All right, back to our review of the hot hits. Just to recap, baseball action, the beginning of the... I'm surprised that you didn't get off on, when we're talking about sports talk radio, what's going on with your favorite team, the Patriots, and the fact that the preseason gets started, what, in a week or so?
Yeah, the preseason does. The season itself is still a way off. But, you know, preseason football is, you know, it's just practice.
It's like the Grapefruit League?
Well, it's it does. The games don't count, so the coaches put in people that you may never see. You have to really be a football aficionado to enjoy it.
Right.
Because there's nothing really at stake.
Yep, yep. At number nine, the release of John Hinckley from, I said disrespectfully, the loony bin. He's been involved in, or he's been in a program that takes care of those who are mentally unstable. So he's been at the public, we've taken care of this guy, basically, since he shot Reagan and Baker and...
Well, what else can we do?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's our job, I believe. One of the government programs I actually do believe in are the programs that take care of. It's up to us through charity or through government to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. We take care of a lot of people who don't need to be taken care of, but there are people like him. But why release him at this point in time is the question a lot of people are asking.
Hmm. What we should do is we should release a lot of people who are imprisoned who are not dangerous to society.
Shouldn't be there. White-collar criminals.
We have to, yeah, and the war on drugs, I don't know where you stand on it, but
asinine.
The war on drugs has been one of the cancers of our society.
$19 billion a year we waste on that thing.
And we have people in jail that don't belong in jail. We have people in jail. And we have the criminal justice system in America is in need of an overhaul from top to bottom.
Yep.
It's one of the major problems facing this country. So the
Yet are the people running for the presidency talking about that, Michael?
Hillary talked about it this past week extensively. You know, come on. Watch the acceptance speeches of all the nominees going all the way back. They're all on YouTube. Yeah. And they all sound wonderful, and very few of them translated into the reality of what happened. Watch Jimmy Carter's 1976 acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention. Carter looked like the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an amazing speech of hope and brilliance. And,
yep.
Yeah, he went on to have a... you know, very questionable success.
A poor presidency. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that it was, he was president during the end of the Vietnam era, if you will. And as we were talking before, one of the things that's a blight on America, one of the things that is creating a real disconnect between the millennials and people who are your age, my age, even Generation X, the people that have been involved in the Iraq War, Afghanistan, before that Vietnam, and Korea, and maybe in World War II, we were talking about the realities of what happens to people, how they get to be mentally unstable. And if you're a soldier and you've been involved in any of these wars, chances are more than 50-50 there's going to be something emotionally wrong with you.
If you
something
were in
mentally
battle,
retarded.
Yeah, if you were in battle... it leaves a scar.
Yeah.
Unlike the movies where they come back and they don't have any issues whatsoever because, you know, war is hell, but it's war, it's okay. All the rules of human nature are suspended. You can kill without guilt. You can face death without damage. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Uh-uh. And, it's not the human psyche. It's not the human condition.
And these are kids that we're sending into these situations.
Yeah, 18, 19-year-old kids.
Yeah, they were in high school.
Cannon fodder.
A couple of days before.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you know, sitting on that plane with all your buddies heading into war? You're all, you know,
And they do this, rah-rah, I'm serving my country. Not serving your country. What are you doing? The country is abusing you by allowing, and we're being abused as taxpayers, sending people into these areas that we have no business going.
Well,
and not doing what we are supposed to be doing, what we say we're going to do when we go over there. The obscenity of Afghanistan is it still goes on.
Well, now
there's nobody
about,
over there.
Now you're talking about some fundamental concepts that we as Americans have to really consider. That comes from soul-searching and education.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether or not we're ready to do that.
Well, we aren't educationally ready to do it because our educational system is like some of the other institutions. It's in shambles.
The fact is that whether you, I'm not making this as a statement of a political opinion. I'm just observing it as an anthropological fact. If you study American history and you study American culture, anything that has to do with the glory of our nation is somehow tied into war and battles.
Yeah, right.
The military culture permeates what we consider to be America.
Well, it's permeated our culture because the military-industrial complex has us by the short hairs. Look at the budget for $700 billion, more than any, add all the rest of the military budgets up for every other country that has navies, air forces, armies, and we spend more than the collective, everybody together. And yet we have to have more because we say we have to protect ourselves. From what?
We also have politicians saying that our military has never been weaker.
Yeah, right.
It's only the strongest military on the planet. But it's never been weaker.
Look at who's giving to their campaigns. I thought it was interesting that Mrs. Clinton made mention of the Supreme Court ruling that Citizens United that corrupted the system, and then the following ruling that made corporations the same as individuals, so you can give willy-nilly, and that's why the system is as corrupt. That's why the military has as much control as it does, because all the dough that comes to the campaigns of these congressmen, these senators, and the presidency as well.
Mm.
That's the one thing that separates Trump from Mrs. Clinton, and that's where the money is coming from. And maybe that'll stay the same. Maybe he'll
I personally don't think it matters. I think it's a matter of character. One of the good things about Hillary's crookedness is when she becomes president, if she becomes president, she'll stick it to the people that gave her the money. She'll do what she thinks is right.
Okay.
I really think in the end, she is not owned by the people that they claim own her.
If either of them are elected, or if one of the two of them is going to get elected, chances are they'll only serve for one term. That'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out. But the speculation will begin the day after they take office. Okay, they run it again in 4 years, or are they going to only be one-term presidents? Because they'll both be 74 when they get out of office. Ronald Reagan was 78, I think, or 79.
I think they'll both be replaced by Bernie Sanders.
It's older than they are. Yeah. All right. Food for thought here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan. Here's something else to think about. This hot nutrition product, Super Beets, hottest nutrition product of the year. I'm drinking it. All the people who are on the program drink it. Athletes are drinking it. The people that are going to Rio, which is one of the other things that's on our countdown. Marathon runners. Anybody who wants more from their fitness program is drinking Super Beets. Super Beets will get you into the best shape of your life. You'll eat healthier. You'll feel like you're committed. If you're working out every day like I am, and you're drinking your beets like I am, your body is going to show it. Your exercise routine will yield more because Super Beets opens up your arteries. The nitrates, the nitric oxide that's in Super Beets, in the beets themselves, opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your brain. It gets to your muscles. It gets to the entire body that needs. You have cravings. Maybe you translate them. You're craving to get food into your body, but your body is telling you it wants to get blood everywhere. So that's why you need to get Super Beets into your daily program, and here's how you do it. Easy. Dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. If you're new to the program, you've never heard of Super Beets before, you'll be able to get, with your first order, a free month supply of Super Beets. Believe me, this stuff is amazing. A teaspoon of Super Beets goes into 4 ounces of water. You drink it, and within a few minutes, you feel like you're on top of the world. There's no artificial anything here. This is why it's so good. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Guaranteed. Feel the results or your money back. Also, get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Free shipping as well. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the people list each week. There are 10 people that are enumerated on here thanks to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. These are the names that have been repeated most during the course of the week. I'm not sure there are a whole lot of surprises here. John Hinckley, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Vladimir Putin, Tim Kaine, Mike Pence, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. What I find interesting, even though the Democratic National Convention was this past week, you'd have thought that Hillary Clinton would have been the focus and the number one person in terms of discussion. Nope. Donald Trump leads the way again with the discussion of all these various things that are in the focus. Immigration, probably more than anything else. And let's see if that follows true as this whole thing transpires. These people, very important this week to the discussions on News Talk Radio programs.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think it's the most important election in my lifetime. The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the stories from this past week. The focus on, sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, beginning of the football season, that sort of thing. That's at number 10. The release of John Hinckley from the asylum where he has been since 1982, I believe, which is the year after Ronald Reagan was shot. He's being released in the custody of his mother. Number 8, the Rio Olympics. And who in the world is going to go there? Try to say that, by the way, quickly. Rio Olympics. Say that 100 times fast. Rio Olympics. Number 8. The Verizon deal to buy Yahoo. Number 7. Number 6. The dismissal of all the rest of the charges in the Freddie Gray Baltimore case. Number 5. The Chinese dispute over who controls the seas. Daesh. Number 4. Black Lives 3. DNC hacker thing is number 2, and the presidential race, number 1. Back and forth conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that I love about the Talkers enterprise is something that Michael has started in the last year or so called Up Close and Far Out. And so this week you focus on the story of George Norrie. He's got a new book out. And what's going on with Coast to Coast AM. So what will people hear when they listen to that podcast, which they can find at upcloseandfarout.com or at talkers.com?
Well, they'll hear a conversation with a guy that's the most listened to overnight radio talk show host in America for years. He's on this show for 14 years. He was the heir to Art Bell. And Coast to Coast AM is a show that has basically made its mark appealing to people interested in the paranormal, the occult, the supernatural, cosmic consciousness. And one of the things that Norrie talks about is how in recent years he has expanded the menu to include a little bit of politics, not partisan politics, but conspiracy politics. Mm-hmm. So
it's a mixture of the paranormal and the paranoid.
And there's a big audience for that because there are plenty of people who, and I may be one of them, who thinks there are all kinds of conspiracies going on that we close our mind to.
Well, some of them, you know, some of them are going on, and some of them are ridiculous.
Yeah.
and one of the cool things about Nori is he's aware of that, and he takes a very, very even-handed approach to it.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, yeah. And, he said he never votes for president. He doesn't want to be involved in any kind of bias.
Wow. Yeah. Night Talk is the name of his new book, George Nori, the Focus of Up Close and Far Out, with Michael Harrison, who's here with me, Doug Steffen, on this week's and every week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and so we do. And I say we, it's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, talk radio person, author, and one of the country's leading experts on identity theft and scams. You might want to check out scamicide.com. Make sure you're protecting yourself from the growing threat. Everybody has a problem, and they don't know it. I think that's really, people are in denial. There's no privacy anymore. Everything is there for the grabbing, as the Russians proved at the Democratic National Convention. And so what do you do about that? Legally, there's nothing anybody can do. It's just they get hacked, and so Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets fired as the DNC director, and as quick as she's fired, she's working for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Serious though, because this is an escalation by the Russians, and you know, can you definitively, you know, 100% say that it was the Russian government that was behind this? No, you can't. However, there's a lot of information and evidence that tends to indicate that at least this did come from Russia, and if it did, it is a significant escalation of Russia, of their cyber attacks, and frankly, I'm more interested in what we're not seeing behind the scenes that our cyber attackers, who are generally even better than theirs, are doing as far as the Russian cyber infrastructure.
Come on, Steve, would you please? You all know that Donald Trump is best pals with Putin, and he asked him to do it so that they could embarrass the Democrats during their convention week. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing where, you know, when I first heard Trump say that, I thought, you know, okay, he's joking. But then I was watching the press conference, and he was asked again about, okay, are you serious about it? And he did tend to indicate, yeah, I think it would be helpful for Putin to be able to find the other thousands of emails of Hillary. So this is the kind of loose tongue he has that is not terribly presidential. Scares me.
All right, let's get to some of the other issues. John Hinckley being released from the asylum where he's been for 35 years legally. I guess there's not much you can do about it, and one wonders why at this point in time the Reagan family, the Reagan children, don't think it's a cool thing. A lot of people, I mean, Jody Foster, I'm not liking this much myself.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of conditions. Very frankly, if his name wasn't John Hinckley, he would have been released a number of years ago. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity, which means that he is kept in a hospital setting until he is deemed not to be dangerous and to be sane. And that's what the doctors are saying. The judge put a heck of a lot of conditions on there. Has to live with his mother for a year, cannot go near the White House, cannot go near the Reagans, cannot go near Jody Foster. This is probably an appropriate area of the law. People may not feel happy about it, but the law is following the law, and he should be released at this point.
All right, next up, number six on the countdown this week is the end of the Freddie Gray case. Is this a travesty, legal travesty, or they just can't get any traction, so it's time to be realistic?
You know, I'm going to look at this as glass half full. Baltimore Police Department's got a lot of problems. They were overcharged. The prosecutors still believe that they didn't necessarily and that they didn't get proper cooperation from the police department in their investigation. The judge that dismissed the last three cases and presided over the initial mistrial followed the law, did the job. The cases weren't proved. I think the best thing that will come out of this are some federal investigations, not state investigations, of the Baltimore Police Department, which is supposedly making changes. But, yeah, there are some real issues with the Baltimore Police, but no, these officers, they didn't catch a break. They should not have been tried for these charges.
Is there any reference? Remember the old days when the Boston school system was taken over by a federal judge?
Yeah.
Federal judges ever take over police departments or operations of things like that when they are malfunctioning?
Well, you know, it's fascinating that you ask that because I'd never thought of it before. And having appointed receivers for school systems has been done a number of times. There is nothing that prevents that from happening in this kind of a situation. It would be a real last course of action to take. And I do think, because we have seen the Justice Department take some significant investigations and actions against various police departments, and police departments have made tremendous reforms. The Dallas Police Department has made tremendous strides as far as reforming how they do it. And, you know, hopefully this is something that will happen in Baltimore.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, author of Identity Theft Alert, the rules you have to follow to protect yourself from America's number one crime, identity theft. Check out scamicide.com, and I'll look forward to having your conversational wit and intelligence with us next week. He's here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.